This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7.03. The sun rises. Super pretty. Everybody on the east side of the building over here, they all have their like blinds half down. I can't quite get a good look at it, but I can see that the sky's looking really pretty and lit up. It's nice. It's the clouds are like thick and fluffy today because it's so humid. We're supposed to maybe get thunderstorms and stuff today, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Some lightning.
Well,
and...
I know that down in Huntington Beach, down south, there's a surf contest where they had to clear the beach of all the competitors and the people watching because there was lightning striking.
Mm.
They pulled everyone out.
Wow.
So that must just be moving up the coast, I guess, is the point.
The weather's so wacky. I just was in the bathroom. I heard because they play KCBS in there. And yesterday, I guess it was 97 in Seattle and 107 in Portland.
It's crazy.
It was over 90 at my house.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is... you know, a lot cooler than anywhere else.
I was in the city most of the day yesterday. It was perfect. Perfect weather in the city, like 68 degrees to 72. And then went home and I was like, oh my God, it's sweltering. San Francisco, the natural air conditioning.
Can I read you a text?
Absolutely.
Hi, morning show. This is from 707. Hi, morning show. We saw Ed Sheeran last night. And between songs, he mentioned Alice Radio and Jane.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Janie.
As the first station to play his music in the United States of America. Pretty cool that he appreciates that after all these years.
We have
great show, too. Have a great day, Dave.
You got some
audio?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic.
Not great.
So this is from last night's show. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I need a second. Hold on.
Here's another one.
Take your time.
415. Hearing Ed Sheeran give a shout out to Alice for being the first to play him. Loved it.
Oh.
Yeah, that is cool. And it is nice to see that people don't get too big, that they can still see where they came from and appreciate it.
All right, see if you can make this out.
Nope.
Little Alice and Jane in there.
It's great. It's awesome. It's true. I mean, he would just come in and visit her back before he was the, you know, hit machine that he is now.
Right.
He'd just be hanging out.
And she knew. Jane did.
That was when she had the corner office, because I think that she, wasn't there like a set of Legos in there? And in the end, he was playing with them all the time, and then he wound up signing the box. And I don't know if she still has the box or auctioned it for charity or something, but he was just, thanks, Jane.
Right. Well, she's, you know, that's her thing. She goes to shows. She sees artists.
Yep.
She picks bands that hopefully are going to be...
She makes bets on people, right?
It's cool.
I'm going to start with Kid Creole. He's from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
All right.
He's been arrested and charged for the stabbing death of a homeless man.
Yikes.
Just, I know. You haven't heard of him in years, and suddenly...
What'd the homeless guy do, though?
It doesn't say.
Well, let's be...
He called him a gay F word, it sounds like, as he walked by.
The homeless guy called Kid Creole
a gay slur, an
epithet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy turned around and
stabbed him.
There had to be more than that.
I know. I feel the same way. I mean, that doesn't feel like a real reason.
I've been called that 100,000 times, and it never brought anything about in me other than, yeah, whatever.
They say it was a small knife, stabbed the guy 2 times in the chest and once in the head. This happened Tuesday night. It looks like Midtown Manhattan. The man allegedly called him a name. The homeless man is identified as 55-year-old John Jolly, and he died at Bellevue Hospital after he was stabbed. Cops say that 57-year-old Kid Creole, why don't they have his real name in here?
Oh, I just saw his name.
Yeah, I saw it this morning, too. Anyway, he was taken
August Darnell. Thomas
Thomas August Darnell Browder.
He's 57.
Name.
He was taken into custody yesterday. They are saying they used surveillance footage to identify Creole, and they do believe his motive was an angry reaction to something that the guy had said, just based on the surveillance video. Anyway, if there's more details that come out on that, we'll let you know. But rap legend Kid Creole from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five has been arrested and charged in the stabbing death of a homeless man.
Well, this homeless man was no saint himself.
Oh, does he have a history?
Yeah, he does. Let's see. He served five years in prison for beating and raping a woman. And then looks like he did an additional 3 years on weapons charges.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but when you read the story, I went, there's way more to this than that. And I don't know what it is, but when you say a homeless person, it makes you think this poor, defenseless person that wouldn't have heard a fly, that is just sitting there with a sign that says, please, I need a dollar.
Yeah, anything
and,
else.
And I don't, and I don't think that's what went down. Still, stabbing, pretty extreme.
That's a, it's a big
reaction. He threw his life away.
Mm. Yep.
Yep. At age 57, which I'm finding out isn't as old as I thought it was.
Although I'm seeing other places, Sarah, that he's 66.
Oh, that Kid Creole is?
Yeah.
Right. He's got to be.
I don't know.
Says 57 on the TMZ.
Yeah,
story.
He's got to be old, though. I mean, that was they were one of the first. By the way, Jane just texted me. Hasn't even slept yet. Partied all night.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What baby band was she discovering?
I don't know.
Night?
I think wasn't
well,
she?
She was at Ed last
she was at
night.
Ed
oh, she
Sheeran.
Didn't go off and do the club circuit so she could find the next big.
Maybe she went to Ed Sheeran's room and partied.
I don't know.
Goodness.
Partied all night. I was like, she texts me. I'm all, what the heck are you doing? Oh, you aren't even in bed yet. Wow.
Well, she has a few hours of sleep before her show this afternoon.
Unbelievable.
Is she on the air today? Or does she just take, did she just call it for today?
Today's the 3rd. I believe she is on today.
Oh. You better get some sleep, Jane. You have people to entertain.
Way to tear it up, though.
She is living the life.
Yep.
Afternoons are, that is a great shift. It's a great shift.
She gets to party all night.
I only did it for like a year, but man, I actually thought to myself, I think I have a drinking problem. Because we'd go out every single night to shows and to, whatever we were doing. I'm like, oh my God, I'm drinking every night.
When I was recently in contract negotiations and talking to other companies, one of the things they talked to me about was, you could do afternoons if you wanted. And I just thought, I could serve every morning. Oh my God, it would be heaven. But then you'd still deal with the traffic, and it's not mornings.
No.
It's not mornings. That's right. Not when you...
It hangs over your head, too. Like
I
when
would
you
hate
have to.
It, yeah.
I want to get up and go to work. That was the only... That was actually... I didn't mind doing overnights, because I like, just sort of having the place. The thing about it is everybody else is out having fun, Mm-hmm. Or they're just going to bed, and it's 4 in the morning. You're like, where is everyone? But it hung over your head. Like, you'd get up at whatever time, and... The fact you were like, you would count down how long until you had to leave for work. And it made it really tough to enjoy your life. I like to get up, go to work, and then
you got your day.
You know, next stop is bed. And then you don't have to worry. Stephen King. He came up this morning as we were talking about The Dark Tower is opening this weekend.
Bad reviews.
Not great reviews. He has... A lot of his books and stories have been made into movies,
mm-hmm.
and Rolling Stone actually, and I guess it's coming out now. They didn't rank the miniseries because there was a miniseries of It, and there was a miniseries of The Stand as well years ago. But It, as just a standalone movie, is coming in about a month, and so Rolling Stone took this opportunity to rank his movies worst to best. They get things wrong. In my humble opinion, because to me, that's Shawshank Redemption. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, it's the best.
I think that's the best adaptation. I think that's one of the best movies of all time.
It's ranked the best film of all time.
Oh.
It's either that or Citizen Kane.
Yeah, it's highly ranked, for sure.
It's either one or two.
Well, they did, it was funny because they go, the top 30 Stephen King. I'm like, 30? 30 movies? But then you start looking and it's like...
Can I guess one?
Oh, sure.
Where's Stand By Me?
Stand By Me? Let me see.
It's not even in the top 10.
It is.
Oh.
It's number 4. Okay. And that is a great movie.
Yeah.
I've seen
that
movie a million times. That's based on a short story called The Body.
The Green Mile's got to be in there.
It's not in the top 10.
It's not?
No. I know. It is in here.
Hold on. It's a great film.
It's an even better book.
Well, just funny, as I went through the whole, I know, the book, and it was neat how he did it, too. He did that as a 10-part serial. Like, once a month, you'd get the next 30 pages of the book. And it was, and I swear to God, there were weeks or months that when it came out, or maybe it was weekly, I can't remember, I would go to the bookstore. She had to do that back then. It's olden days, kids. Olden days. And went in, got my copy the minute I could get it, like the day it would come out, and I sat in the parking lot and read it. Because it was only 30 pages. And it just, you were just so hungry to...
That sounds kind of fun, actually.
It was fun.
I'm going to guess...
They ranked it number 20.
I'm going to guess Misery.
Misery is number 2.
Oh, The Shining isn't number 2?
Shining is number 5. Shawshank Redemption is number 6.
It's a bad list.
Wait, what's one?
We haven't guessed yet. You have to keep guessing.
Let's say...
Carrie?
Carrie is number 1.
Carrie's number one.
It's so far from the best one.
It's okay.
I like Pet Sematary better than I like Carrie. And Carrie's iconic. There's actually, you know, sort of culturally, we all...
Does it stand the test of time?
I don't
know. Have you seen it lately? I have. It's not that great. It's okay.
Well, maybe...
The top 10 are Creepshow, which actually isn't even an adaptation. He wrote this. I guess it's a series. I don't even think I've seen it. It's a series of vignettes that are sort of looped together in one show. Let me see if they say something about that. It's a horror anthology. He wrote all the stories, but they were specifically written for the screen and directed by George Romero. So that's number 10 on this list, 1982. The Mist came out in 2007. I loved the story, The Mist. It was just one of his short stories, but I don't remember that being a movie. Christine, they have it number 8.
I haven't seen that. Was it
oh,
good?
That's the car, right?
I'm sure I saw that, but yeah. I read that book, and I actually read it again recently. It's so good. Children of the Corn from 1984, they have it number 7. Then The Shawshank Redemption from 1994. The Shining from 1980. Stand By Me is number 4. The Dead Zone, which is a good movie. Great book. 1983. Misery, which came out in 1990. Wow. I can't believe it was that long ago. And Carrie, they have as number 1, which I don't know.
That list
is a little much. But there's all kinds of...
Who put out the list?
Rolling Stone.
Sheesh.
The Lawnmower Man came in at number 25. I don't even know if I've ever... Did you see Hearts in Atlantis? Anthony Hopkins was the star of that.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was...
It's all right.
Okay, yeah. Thinner was a movie.
Oh, Thinner was a great book.
Great book. I don't remember seeing the movie. Secret Window.
I don't know if I saw that.
I think that Johnny Depp is in that one.
I thought Secret Window was one of his short stories.
Well, a lot of these are adaptations of short stories, because at least then they can make them a two-hour thing without having to cut 99% of what's in the book.
Is Secret Window with John Turturro as well? Yeah, I saw that. Sorry, I mean, it's...
Is that the one where he's the writer and half his brain is like a sick person and half is like an angel?
Yeah, and he's a murderer, yeah.
Yeah. Needful Things they made into a movie. That was an okay book.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see the movie. There's The Green Mile at number... Hold on. I think it's number 18. It's number 20.
It's
number 20.
So amazing. I love that movie.
Yeah. Cujo was a good movie. The Running Man. That's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that was a fun film.
And the guy from Family Feud.
Oh, that's right. Richard Dawson. Pet Sematary was number 16. I love that movie. I actually love that book.
The book is better.
Firestarter, which is Drew Barrymore as a little girl who's got mental powers to do that. Something called Apt Pupil. I don't remember that.
I do.
Did you say Dolores Claiborne? Someone is suggesting.
That one is number 11. That's one of my favorite movies based on a Stephen King
book. What about the car one?
That was Christine.
You said it already?
In the 20s.
Oh, okay.
Or late teens or something. But anyway, two new movies coming out for Stephen King. Dark Tower, not getting great reviews and hitting theaters tomorrow. And the new It movie, which nobody's seen anything. There's no ranking for that on Rotten Tomatoes, right? Not yet?
No, not yet.
Because that's one of my faves. It'll be tragic if they screwed that up. So there you go. You can read the whole list at rollingstone.com. They ranked them all. Taylor Swift's battle with the Denver DJ. She claims copped a feel of her
behind. Gooster, right.
During a photo opportunity, just a little, you know, thing where you stand with people. And it is pretty inappropriate to goose someone you're taking a picture with.
Absolutely.
Unless you work with them every day. And...
Oh, you mean like you do to me all the time?
Yeah, I goose you once in a while.
I don't think it's right.
I agree. It's wrong. Tell HR.
Actually, I'll take the goosing. It's the tickling in my rib cage that I can't stand. That's the one that gets me every time. Stop it.
It always makes for a good expression in the pictures.
Yeah, though. It's great.
So it's heading to court next week.
Wow, I can't believe it's gone this far.
It is, and people are trying to get into the trial.
Really?
You know, there's a limited number of seats that the public can take in any trial. According to new legal documents, jury selection starts Monday in Colorado for this is David Mueller's lawsuit against Swift and her countersuit. So there's 32 seats that will be held each day for the public, and they're going to be first come, first serve. That means waiting in line if you want a shot at seeing her in court, which, by the way, no guarantee she's going to be there. Even if she's there some of the days, she probably won't be there all the days.
Mm-hmm.
According to documents, you can start lining up at 6 a.m., and passes will be handed out at 7 to the first 32 people. And then there's an overflow room with TV monitors, and that's 75 people it can seat. She probably will not be in court every day, they're saying here. But
let me ask you a question, either one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I don't want to go against a DJ and a dude, but women get goosed in crowds and they know the difference between a hand brush and a goose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, 100%.
You know damn well when you've been pinched as opposed to someone who
brushed up
knocked
against
you by
right?
accident
yeah,
in the process of trying to...
with their backpack or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So it seems to me like she knows the difference too.
Well, the deal is that it wasn't, she didn't take any action. She bitched to the station like, that dude handed me here's the shot that started the whole thing, apparently. That dude inappropriately grabbed me and he got fired for it. Mm-hmm. I believe this is how it went down. And that's when he sued. And that's when she countersued.
He sued her or the station?
I think the station, and named her as a person who was going to have to, because they fired him over this incident.
Yeah.
She was pissed.
How could he possibly think he was going to win?
I don't know. I mean, what else?
I mean, he's an out-of-work DJ.
Well,
now he's going to be broke.
Well, I mean, or?
Or he'll win. I'm sure he's got a great chance against Taylor Swift. No one likes her. Anyway, even I swear to God, just looking at that picture, the one in question where there it's, I don't know if he's like a morning guy and that's his co-host, the chick in the picture too.
Because can I see the picture? Show, put it up to the window.
I'll just bring it in.
Okay. Is there any indication on her face that you could notice?
No, but maybe they took it just at the time that he was reaching his hand up her skirt. Mm. I mean, she's got a little skirt
she's
on.
She's like leaning towards the girl.
She
more,
is.
More
and
than the guy.
It almost looks like if you look, you can't see her arm. It almost looks like she's reached her hand back to get the guy's hand out
yeah,
of her pants.
I agree. Let me show it up to you.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
see
like me. her arm is
behind
well,
her?
It could be behind him. It could be on his back. But it almost looks like she's reaching for the hand.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I think all the evidence is right in that picture. Like, you don't do that. I don't care if it's Taylor Swift or someone who's not famous.
And it almost looks like a forced smile from her.
Well, listen, you take enough pictures, you start forcing the smile.
Well, yeah.
I mean, who hasn't?
Who hasn't forced a smile?
200 pictures, you're like, okay. Right.
But I've definitely been in crowds where you see some lady turn around and punch a guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, what just happened? And it's because the guy
was a jerk.
Right.
And man, dudes do take advantage of crowds. They are gross.
Well, that's why I asked a question. I'm assuming that happens. Mm. I'm not.
You can feel someone's fingers groping. It's a whole different thing than someone just brushing up against you and immediately saying, oops, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Not all
sleazy.
Dudes. Most dudes are fine in a crowd. They'd never do that. They were raised right by their mamas. And the other ones are just, they're just, anyone who would do that is just a skeeve. I don't like them. In January of 2015, the presidential election seemed like it was going to be between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. That was what everyone was thinking. Donald Trump really wasn't making a big splash.
What year was this?
2015.
Oh, okay.
January of
2015. It'd be another
5 months before Donald Trump even entered the race. Trump did have his heart set, though, apparently, on being president in Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. That's the name of the Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
I thought you were adding that.
No, not. That's the title. Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. He didn't get the gig, and that made him very angry. I guess maybe angry enough to run for actual president. Maybe we can blame Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no, for Donald Trump. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the producers wanted Sarah Palin originally, and she said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm busy on Fox News. At the time, Ian Ziering had just done Celebrity Apprentice, and he suggested Donald Trump. And the producers said, that's great. That's a great idea. They sent Trump an offer, and apparently he said yes. He'll only confirm that he had a dinner with Ian Ziering to talk about it. But they're saying, no, he wanted to do it. He was thrilled about it. The negotiations took place over the next couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden, Trump went silent. His lawyer said it was a tricky time. This is at the time because Donald was thinking about running for president for real. This is before he'd thrown his hat in and before he'd finalized a deal to be on Sharknado. Oh, hell no. And the time was running out. They needed to start shooting. So they hired Mark Cuban to take the role. And when Trump heard about it, he was furious. According to the Hollywood
Reporter. Because they're enemies.
They're not pals.
They hate each other. Yeah. Well, Trump really hates Mark Cuban.
One of the producers says, we immediately heard from Trump's lawyer once the casting of Mark Cuban was announced. He basically said, how dare you? Donald wanted to do this. We're going to sue you. We're going to shut the entire show down. Which is so Trump. But I guess, to his credit, he got the last laugh. He's president.
Well, by the way, if you verbally say yes to a film part, you're obligated to do it. So if Trump could sue Trump along with everyone else and win because other actors have been sued for saying yes to roles verbally.
So if you verbally say, yeah, I'll do that, whether or not the negotiations fall apart, you agreed to do it?
Well,
or wouldn't you have had to agree to terms and... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how enforceable something is. I'd be like, I'd say yeah. And just keep a straight face. And
do you have the other story about Sharknado?
The one about the pay disparity?
Yes.
I do. He gets Ian Ziering. And I don't know. How many have they done now? Five?
I think
four,
it's the
five?
Fifth one is coming out in the next week or two.
He gets about $500,000 per Sharknado movie. Tara Reid gets about a quarter of that. $125,000. Now listen, I don't know. I've never seen one of these. Have you seen one of these?
I have seen one.
I have too.
Is her role just as big as his? Because I would argue that.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'd say it is. She got her arm bit off, for God's sake. She's missing an arm. He's still complete. Remember in the plane? Did you see the moment in the plane?
I didn't see them all. I can't speak to all of the movies and how much.
You've seen more than one, though?
No, I don't think I've seen more than one. I've seen. The one I saw, though, it's so over the top, cheesy, and ridiculous that it is worth a watch. You will laugh at the technology because technology is so good now, and they've found a way to make it look awful.
Awful.
Just garbage. There's a shark that has landed on top of the car, chewing its way through the roof.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw a piece of that. They were like, coming from the sky.
They get sucked up into the tornado and shot out onto the land.
What part of that don't you get? It's a Sharknado.
There's a moment. The scene I'm talking about is.
Oh my God.
Tara Reid's in a plane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the plane is over the ocean, and all of a sudden a Sharknado forms. And all of a sudden, there's all these sharks flying through the plane, taking off heads, taking off body parts. Anyway, a shark is flying right towards Tara. She turns a little bit. He only snaps off her arm.
So in the subsequent movie, she only has one arm?
I think so,
but she's still like a fighter against the Sharknado.
Yes.
Do the sharks cause the shark? Do they just like all get together and circle?
Oh,
no, they
I see what you're saying. Do the sharks
like a whirlpool
swim?
And then cause it to...
I don't know how the Sharknados are formed.
I didn't watch enough of it to be able to tell you that. I don't know about how many lines each of them got, but the I think that he is the big star of that show. What I also read, did you hear about the Wonder Woman thing?
What Wonder Woman thing?
The article, the way that it was framed that I read was, Ian Ziering made $500,000 for Sharknado 5,
uh-huh,
and Gal Gadot,
yeah,
for Wonder Woman made like half that.
Yeah, I think that we read she made $300,000.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I'm sure she's getting back end on some of that, performance bonuses, and when she does subsequent roles, they're going to, I mean, she's,
well,
Wonder Woman now.
As they made their...
the comment about the pay scale.
The disparity.
Right.
That was the way they pointed it out. Like, look at this ridiculous piece of garbage that he's getting paid $500,000 for, and she got.
Yeah. Well, he gets $500,000, and Tara Reid gets about $125,000, about a quarter of what he makes. And it's nice to know that Gal Gadot at least made more than Tara Reid did.
Hey, before you go to break, I just want to say, okay, these Sharknadoes are specific tornadoes which target sharks and suck them out of water.
Oh, so they are like intelligent? And
are
they're
intelligent?
The...
Well, yeah, intelligent tornadoes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, the future.
It is the Sci-Fi Channel's crowning achievement,
oh,
though, right?
Yes, I mean, five of them.
And we talk about it. Everyone's, yeah, heard about it.
I mean, I have to admit, if one came on, I'd be like, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 7:40 Thursday morning, and this part of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
Weather today is going to be partly to mostly cloudy with highs between 67 and 101. We got a text here, though, from 608 that says, Sarah,
Yara,
Tina should have packed the raincoat.
I know, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Tina, your sister, said, I'm packing.
Just have to get the raincoat. And
you told
set.
Her for sure you're not going to need that. And sure enough, look at it.
I know.
Out there.
Wouldn't it be? It would be so ironic.
Her poor darling is going to get wet.
We'll stay in. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Tina, she'll be fine.
Yeah, don't
Even
worry about it.
Even if the rain falls on her.
You totally survive that.
Yeah.
It's not acid rain.
It's going to be okay.
Right.
So there you go, everyone. There's your weather.
Thank you. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Please go there a lot, often,
just
as possible.
Make it your homepage that you have to click on it, and then we'd be like, yay,
yeah,
clicking. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Right.
So much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, suicide by text gets sentenced today. You remember this story. I've been telling you about it.
Yeah.
A Massachusetts woman who encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself in dozens of text messages and told him to get back in the truck via text that was filled with toxic gas. She's facing up to 20 years in prison when a judge sentences her today on the charge of involuntary manslaughter.
Should she get them?
Her name's Michelle Carter. She was convicted in June by a judge who said her final instruction to this boy, Conrad Roy III, caused his death. The one when she said, get back in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Carter was 17. When the 18-year-old Roy was found dead of carbon monoxide poisoning in July of 2014. So we'll find out today what she's going to get.
20 sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
I do. That girl caused his death. I mean, there's no... He wanted to stop, and she tells him to get back in.
The time is right. You are ready. Just do it, babe, she writes.
It's just gross.
She wrote this
awful
the day
person.
He killed himself. Obviously, the trial's been watched nationwide, if not worldwide, because this is the type of behavior people are exhibiting that maybe they wouldn't exhibit in real life or in person, but via text, it's that bullying crap.
Right.
It's the same stuff. It's, yeah, you know, it's one thing to bully someone face to face. You might get your eye dotted, but doing it on your text machine,
it feels less real. It's less dangerous.
Well, sure.
Although
someone
in reality,
who's not probably even a bully type might do it on a text machine because sure. It's not something they have to deal with in real life.
Right. You can be a lot braver when you're not standing in front of the person.
When someone might punch your nose.
Mm.
Anyway, this woman's lawyer argued that this guy was determined to kill himself and that she couldn't do anything to change that.
Really? Because she could have called the police. She could have called his mother. She could have reached out to anyone else for help and not told him, get back in the car. She is awful.
I agree.
She needs, at the very least, she should be sterilized. No kids for her. Like, can you imagine how she'd F up kids? Jesus. That's enough of that. Ugh.
The woman's father said his daughter made a tragic mistake and is asking for probation and continued counseling. I do think the parents, you know, if you are the father or the mother of that little girl, you have done something. You've failed.
Bad parenting.
I really believe very strongly that, you know, on a daily basis, I mind my own business and I do my own thing. But if anyone in the general public is in distress, I will help you. Mm-hmm. I'll try. I can't give money to every homeless person I walk past on the street.
But as a human being, a real situation
comes up, I would try to help you. And I would want that example to be set for my daughter. And I would hope that if she were in trouble, mm-hmm. any one of you guys would try to help her.
Of course.
To walk by or to even encourage further damage via text is shocking.
Heinous.
So we'll find out today. We might even find out before the show's over. So I'll let you know. There is nothing like the vroom vroom of a sports car, a muscle car, an engine that just roars to life when you start it up.
Oh, my.
Right?
Yes.
You gotta love that, Sarah, don't you?
Yes.
There's a new Ford Mustang GT coming out.
You people and your motors.
Ugh,
so funny.
Oh.
You know what I love?
World.
I love turning on my car and nothing happens.
And hearing no noise.
I like no noise.
I like feeling it.
And what's funny is
I
grew up with this because my dad is a
motorhead.
Yeah, full on guy under the car.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life, he was that guy. And my brother has taken that sort of thing on as well. So nobody loves loud stuff like the people in my family. Even I get to like, oh, you guys. Even I think this is ridiculous. I mean, it's just, you know, they pull the muffler off completely so they can actually hear
the
thing.
They
want to
hear
just
the rumble.
Just the throat of the car.
Mm.
Anyway, some people are not greeting this happily, as the new Ford Mustang comes out this fall. It has a super loud V8 engine, but Ford has just announced a feature called Good Neighbor Mode.
Oh.
What's that?
That's when your neighbors get pissed off at how loud your car is. There must be like a
low
idle or something.
The exhaust when you turn it on so it won't make a bunch of noise in your neighborhood.
What's the point of that?
I know. That's what.
Well, the point is that your neighbors don't hate you.
No one wants that.
Your neighbors want that.
Nah, who cares about those people?
An engineer at Ford says he came up with the idea after one of his neighbors called the cops on him for revving the engine in his Mustang. And he realized that this person's probably heard that engine rev. And it was fine. That is it.
Right.
All
the pictures on their walls are rattling. Right. Their china's rattling in the cupboard.
And you know, you don't. Sometimes you don't know that someone has had it with you until they finally come up and say, "That is enough. I cannot take it anymore." And you're like, "Bro, I don't even." What?
I didn't even know it was a problem.
Who knew this was happening?
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
Could you say something?
Inside your world, you'd been putting up with my noise all these years.
Well, everyone tries to, you know, don't we all try to be a good neighbor and not pick a fight with a neighbor? And then finally, you just something happens and you snap.
Well, I don't know. I think you tell the neighbor above your house, you know, look, the boning all night long that's keeping me up, I need you to do me a favor.
Have you left that guy a note or anything, Hooman?
Did
that happen last night?
Something happened. So I was like, I was really like, I was on the verge of falling asleep, and all of a sudden there was like a some kind of like crash. Big bang or crash or something.
Like you knocked her and off the bed.
And it startled you.
It jolted me for like 4 minutes and then I was able
to. And you went to sleep.
But he's always, like the guy is super, like he's a stomper. He stomps as he walks around his apartment and.
I'm a stomper.
You are?
I am.
Why?
Why do you do that? I just don't notice it. I just kind of walk like an elephant, you know? Mm. You don't notice it here because it's concrete floors, but at my house, they're wood floors. And sometimes John will go, Jesus, can you lighten it up a little?
I've seen you walk in hills, so I can.
Yeah.
You are
stomp,
a stomper.
Stomp,
and Vinny, I mean, look at him. He is a stomper.
But you know what's weird, though, is I'm a pretty light dude. It makes no sense that I seem to be the loudest walker right. when I'm upstairs. But people have said to me many times, dude,
just
it sounds like you're jumping with both feet every time you take a step.
You don't try to curb that?
I don't notice it until it's brought up to me.
Mm. And then what do you do?
And then I remember it for a second and forget.
You should leave little signs everywhere. Don't walk like an elephant.
Right.
Hey, George texted saying that Corvette has had that for a while.
Georgie! Oh.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
The good neighbor mode.
Oh, you know what I can tell you? Speaking of cars, Johnny V got hired at Autobahn Motors in Belmont. It's Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, my God. It's like a dream job.
In Belmont?
In Belmont. It's right down the street from our house.
Oh,
is that
that's
the one
great.
Off the freeway or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it's off 101.
Oh, I know where everyone needs to go to buy their Mercedes.
Buy a Mercedes. He starts on Saturday.
Oh, that's
I know. He's
awesome.
So excited.
Johnny V.
is going to be a car salsman
for Mercedes-Benz.
And he loves Mercedes.
What, after 40 years of beverage sales.
And having to drive all around the whole, I mean, his whole world was driving. He's going to fit right in at the car dealership. There's always a group of them standing there smoking when you walk up.
smoking and drinking their coffee.
Taking turns, yeah.
Yeah, so he's
Oh, that's jazzed. Exciting. Is he going to go through some training and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know what the whole process is. He might have to go out of state for some training, but he'll start there this Saturday.
Oh, how exciting.
I imagine they just want him to learn all about the cars, right?
Right, which he has been. I mean, you know,
he's
we're
a
on
car
our
guy.
Fourth Mercedes, so we're into it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
yay, good for him.
Oh, and a local is
and
right
Yuzi
there.
Gets her house back.
Well, his schedule will probably be...
Schedule is going to be completely different than mine.
Mm.
What do you mean? He'll work nights?
By the time he gets home, I'll be already in bed, hopefully asleep. And then he'll work weekends, I guess. So I don't know when I'm going to see him. In the morning, probably, when he gets up
yeah,
with
and
me
he'll have days
three.
Off that you know during the week, so you guys will be able to go do stuff. And
yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's exciting.
Man.
Good for him.
Yay.
Congratulations, Johnny mm-hmm. V. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It is a big deal.
Well, anyway, the good neighbor mode is something that apparently
yeah, I don't like it, Vinny.
A lot of these sports cars must, if the Corvettes has it, in
so this,
this
is
case,
on the new Mustang.
The new Mustang, it reduces the noise level to 72 decibels. Which they say is roughly the same as a normal car. It costs an extra $800 or almost $900, but if your neighbors are going to call the cops on you, it might be a worthwhile investment.
So you don't have to have it.
No,
it's an option. All right. If you want to be annoying, go ahead.
God,
imagine it costs you $900 to not be as annoying.
You can't believe the collection of noisemakers Jan has in her garage, in his garage.
Your brother, just, your sister Jan.
He's got four motorcycles, and one of them is one he made himself, but it's a full chopper.
Uh-huh.
Just one of those. He's got my dad's Nova now down there, and then a giant monster truck. It's just
he does.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So funny. Well, that's what he likes.
Dirt bikes.
He's living it.
He is living
life.
The
bachelor
dream,
that's...
which is you know the hairy palm as well. Bachelors don't get laid a lot. I mean, that's the reality.
Have you guys discussed this?
No, I'm just saying. I know for a fact.
Wasn't going to go there in my head.
Well, I was going to ask him, and I thought Vinny doesn't know. I was going to ask, does he date?
I'm sure he dates occasionally, but, you know, and then they come home and see.
He's like, oh, you're a grown man boy.
There's a pool table in the doorway when you walk in.
I mean, in case you want to immediately play a game of pool. You never know.
I mean, I don't know what woman... dingbat takes that on. Well, we're
does
gonna
he at least have some guy friends that come over there?
Oh,
and
yeah,
hang
he's
out
got bros he hangs with all the time.
I mean, he has a Slurpee machine.
He
in
goes
his house,
out to
right?
the desert. So he's got a pizza oven in back with a Slurpee machine.
It's great.
No, he's living the
It's where every dude wants
must
to
be
hang.
The party house, right?
Must be.
All the dudes go over there.
Yeah, and they go to the desert with the dirt bikes. Yeah, and they, I mean, it's
that's
great.
Good for fantastic him. Life.
Fantastic.
If you don't want to get laid.
By anyone other than yourself.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And breaking news, it's just a crazy story. I can't wait to tell it right after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.